I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Everybody, welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
And as you can see,
yes,
we have a very special guest in the house.
Yes, we do. Long time coming.
This is a fellow comedian.
Yeah.
Also, my mother's favorite. Yeah. One of my mom's favorite.
One of mine comedian. Too.
One of mine too. And she's a wife.
Yes.
She's a mother.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. And a school bus driver.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
From all around the world. Yeah. Shout out to all of our outlets here.
That's right.
We got Key Silly in the building.
Key Silly in the building. Where can they find you at?
Where can they find you, Key?
I am Key Silly on everything. That is IamKeeSilly. And that's on everything except for Facebook. Facebook, you can find me at Key Steel. KeeSteele. And my gamer tag is KeySilly24 on Xbox.
Shit. What you mean playing? Oh, Call of Duty?
Yeah, I was playing the last one. I ain't messing with the new one. I've been on 2K and GTA lately.
Okay.
Yeah, because once the new one come on, I'm moving to Vice City.
I love Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, they gotta hurry up, man. Yeah, come on, I'm waiting.
Started on like the first one.
I'm talking about the one. Old. Yeah, I started on
He's 26 years old, but when he was like 6 years old, he was playing like the first one on my shit. I'd be laying there.
Man, shout out to GTA.
He'd be waking me up like, hey, dad, get me away from the cops. He'd be killing all the cops to get the guns, and then I got to get his shit painted so he can keep all the guns. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah,
shout
man.
Out to fucking games.
Yeah, yeah.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Yeah. Shout out to Key. We got Key Silly in the house, y'all.
That's right. Long time coming.
Man.
Thanks for having me.
For sure.
I got the shirt, too.
Oh, know? Shit. Woo! Show that up.
Check me out.
Man. That is a nice shirt.
That's what I'm talking about. Represent.
For sure.
Facts.
So we got Key Silly in the building. Mm-hmm. Let the people know a little something about you, Key Silly.
I was about to say. I mean, with that type of introduction, what's left for me to say?
Yo.
Let's get into it. Well, hold on. I'm gonna just get into it. So we met her obviously doing comedy.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
I started in 2020.
What month?
February.
Okay, I started. First time was July of 2019, and I didn't go back until December of 2020.
Okay, so
you're on 4 years.
Yep, 4 years. Okay,
in December I'll be four. So okay. Dope.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
So what made you want to get into it?
Huh?
That's the question I love to ask. Cause how? Hold on. How old are you?
I'm 34.
So, yeah. So 4 years ago. So you're 30. What made you at 30 years old in your life decide I'm gonna go on stage and talk my shit? Cause you talk your shit. Hold on, you have shirts that say talk your shit?
Yeah,
I got
some
merch.
Why didn't you bring no merch?
Because I ain't gonna lie, you could have been putting it up. I know, the thing is, I gotta get back into it because this is my first year as a bus driver. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
I have to get used to this
being off and gotta go through all of the rigmarole. What you gotta do? You know what I mean? So it's a lot of different things that goes on on the outside of it. You get what I mean? So it's like
experiences.
Yeah. And it's not like it's not the kids. I love the kids. I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like the adult part of it. It's just like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Because it's like now you gotta figure out a different way.
You gotta have that to do that.
You get what I mean? 100%, 100%. So it's not that I didn't bring none, because trust me, I wanted to. Don't get it twisted. I ain't got the material because
okay.
I had to fall back on it.
Life, I got you.
But it's like I fell back on it for a minute.
She got a lot of merch ideas.
And I'm trying to find that right design. Okay, to be honest, I'm gonna be honest. I'm trying to find that right that I like.
We'll talk.
Yeah, I got some stuff though. I definitely got some stuff coming up. I got the hats going right now.
Look forward to that, people.
That's a key city hat. That's dope.
Yeah, I see that.
You got boonies.
Not yet.
Get boonies and beanies.
Yeah, I'm getting the, you know.
Because my head's shaped, I can't wear hats. It's too small. It's like a peanut ass head.
Yeah, facts.
With some big ass. So I need like a beanie or a boonie.
Yeah, facts.
Let the people see your hat, Key.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I got my hat, you feel me? So I got to get the hat off.
Hey, rock it. Hey, I see it.
You see that?
It's a KS. Yeah, my father drew it. Yeah.
So back to it. What made you want to do it at 30 years old?
All right, it just came to me. Like something, I was watching DC Young Fly, and I watched him, like, you know, do his bring that ass here, boy. You know what I'm saying? I watched how he took that and he made something and he grew with that. And I'm like, all off of the internet. Like, everybody doing this off the internet.
Right.
But I was like, dang. My wife just woke up one morning and she was just like, she just looked tired. And I'm just like, damn. Me too. I'm tired of working too.
I'm like, what can I do?
It didn't come to me. And then I just started listening to Nipsey Hussle. And I'm like, huh. And I listened to this music. I'm like, what talent do I have? Because I try rapping. I'm not a rapper.
Right, you get what I'm saying?
I try singer. I like it, but that ain't my thing.
Me neither.
Basketball. I was like, that's not my thing.
You know what's like? Hey, hold on.
What's me?
Hold on. Me and Key Silly have the same birthday.
April 25th. Taurus Gang. Hey.
So I love all the shit she's saying, but go ahead.
Yeah, so it's like, and I was vibing to his music. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what talent? He was pushing, like,
what do I got?
And I'm like, damn. I like making people laugh.
Right.
Let me see how I can flip it. He was able to do it. And I know I'm funny too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know I could be funny, but am I as funny as him? I was like, I don't want to be as funny as him. I don't want to be as funny as these people. But I want to do the same thing that they're doing. It's enough out here for everybody. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? 100%. All of them.
Yep.
And it was just like, dang, what can I do to change our lives for real? You know what I'm saying? Financially, just to be like, whew.
Travel the world
and see some things.
Talk some shit.
Cause I'm like, it ain't gonna be the corporate way for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? It sucks, but it was just like that ain't where my heart at.
Not never.
And never forget, I reached out to Anthony Mayo.
Shout out to Anthony Mayo.
And I reached out to him on Messenger. I was like, hey, how y'all
How do you do this? Like, how do you get on the stage? So, from Cleveland,
you just looked up comedians?
No, I was already following them. Already following them on Facebook because we had, like, randomly, we had mutual friends.
Okay.
So, we were already following each other.
Okay, dope.
And then I was seeing that he was doing comedy. I was like, hey, no, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and I want to do comedy.
Right.
Looked it up, and I saw that he was doing it, and I reached out, and, like, shout out to him, because he, like, really responded. He was like, oh, yeah, you got to go do this. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I did it for the, all right. I went on stage, and I started at Funny Stop.
Okay.
Shout out to Funny Stop. Yeah, that's our home
club.
I started there, and right before we go on stage, he said no cussing. I'm like, oh. Now I'm looking like, you know, Ed, just tell me like what you said.
So
boom,
this is February 2020.
This is February 2020.
At the Funny Stop.
At the Funny Stop.
Damn, this is months before I start. Go ahead, dope. That's what's up.
And it was just like, let me see if I could do it.
Yeah. So did you go and watch first, or did you just go right up?
I was just like, so I didn't go. I wasn't the first one to go. Okay. No. And it was so crazy because right before we go, like, no cussing. Yeah. So I'm like, no cussing. Like, what do you mean, no cussing? And then it was another comedian. His name is Uncle Pimper. Shout out to Uncle Pimper.
Shout out to Uncle Pimper.
What's your name of father?
Yeah, Precious.
Precious.
Yep. I went up to him like, what do you mean, no cussing? Like, what that mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, no cussing. What kind of cussing?
Yeah.
He was like, whatever you thinking is dirty, don't say it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's snap. Fine. And my first set was raunchy. You get what I'm saying? Like, how I wanted to actually cook it.
Right.
And like really say some shit.
Right.
But I'm like, okay, I have to understand, like, all right, boom.
Wow.
So that's in my mind. I'm like, I'm never gonna like in my mind be like, boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna always make sure I have something in the bag, because you never know what the crowd is gonna be.
Right.
You get what I mean?
See, that's the problem. Because we started there, and I have a problem with, because we talk about clean material.
Right. Yeah.
And although I don't swear, my material is borderline. Because I talk about drugs, I talk about sex, but I don't swear. Mm-hmm. But certain places, that's not clean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's honestly my whole set, my whole goddamn thing is fucking shot for the most part, because everything except for, just about everything. Trying to go up on stage and talk like what I do as far as like clean, it's tough. You know what I mean? I do it. I don't swear, now I say ass, and you know, but that's still like crossing the line, I guess, when it comes to clean material. I don't know, have you done shows where you can't do it that bad?
Wait a minute, so when Key went up there for the first time.
So did you not say ass, or you didn't say
I
like...
I said no cuss words.
No cuss words. How'd it go?
How did you do that? How did you adjust
that quickly, on your first attempt? Because I know what you were probably going to say.
You know what I mean? It was... I mean,
you
I went and prayed.
I mean, we know you're professional.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I was just like, oh snap! No facts. I'm being honest. I was like, oh, okay, and I went, and that's when, and that's what started my routine.
Right.
Like I went and prayed. I listened to my favorite song.
All right.
And I was just like, okay, all right, you can't cuss.
So how many comics did you have prior?
I want to say like maybe fourth or fifth.
So you had a little bit of time.
So at that point, I was praying. Yeah, I was listening. Yeah. And that's where my routine came.
That.
You get what I mean? Yeah, because at that point, I was like, okay, I'm walking back and forth. And I'm like, okay, this is what I'm saying. Boom, 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 boom. Blah, blah, blah. When he go there, I'm like, okay, now I got time.
Right.
To mentally process what I'm about to do now. Right, this is the first time. I don't know how to just switch it up, because this is what I wrote.
Hold on. For the record, last night I looked at her and I'm like, you going next? And all I seen was her earbuds in. And she was just doing this and she went like this and she just kept fucking jamming. So I'm just like, oh no, but she's getting ready. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, she's doing her process.
Go ahead.
And that's when my routine was born. Just like, I had to go get my bag. And one of the first songs I put on is Nip. You know what I'm saying? Nipsey Hussle. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace.
Shout out.
And it was like, I really like put him on. And that was just like, put that in my earphone. And I was just like, all right, you got to figure it out.
Right.
you can't cuss. And if you think it's nasty, if you think it's raunchy, you can't say it.
Right.
Right.
So now what you gonna do? Now this is what you gotta show. You gotta show what you made of on this one. You gotta do what you do, and you can't cuss.
And 5 minutes can be death sometimes.
And yeah, and I was just like, now I will say, I had a lot of my family was there to support me that night.
Nice.
You get what I mean? Yeah. So it made it easy.
Yeah, support.
You get
good.
What I mean?
Yeah,
because it was 100%. Like I had familiar faces that time.
Right.
Then yeah. I tried it again, and it weren't familiar faces.
Right.
But I was still the same funny.
Same right. energy.
You get what I mean?
Same yeah. preparation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I
was now, did you go to the same spot, and did you yeah. prepare for clean at
no,
that point?
No, I prepared for dirty.
At the same time?
No, I prepared. The second time that I went, it was a show for Uncle Pimpin.
Okay, all right.
So you could cuss.
So yeah, he told me I could do my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get what I mean? So at that point... Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Shout out to Uncle Pimpin.
Shout out to Uncle Pimpin. Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. And I at that point, I was like, all right, I'll be able to do my thing at this point.
Right, right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'll be able to
you know
talk
there's
my
a
shit.
Path. Yeah.
So now I was like, all right. But at the time, I'm like, okay, I know what this crowd is for at the time. I know what type of event it is.
Right.
I see who's in the crowd. At this point, when I get there, I have jokes. You feel me?
Mm.
I have jokes for everything because so much things have happened in my life. And then there's so much stuff that could and couldn't. And you watch different shows and you think right. about different things.
Yeah,
you get what I mean?
Make some shit up.
Comedy is never dead.
Yeah,
you understand 100%. What I'm saying? Because it can always be something that can be funny.
Always.
Even a terrible situation can be funny. A tragic situation can be funny.
Yeah.
If you have the heart to understand that there is light in every situation.
Oh, right. Yeah,
you get what I mean?
Right, yeah. I'm sure we all talk about certain things that have happened in our lives that are tragic, and we've found funny in all of them. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
That's the beautiful thing about it. And then we go on stage. See, we talked about it before. You know, you're 4 years in, and she just rocked the mic last night.
Hey. Last night.
Shout out to my homeboy Sid.
Shout out to Sid. 216.
It was fire. The crowd was crazy.
Shout out to
everybody that was at the show last night.
D-Hawk. Timbuk too.
Jin.
Sid.
We
rocked that boy.
Everybody.
Shout out to John Boone for getting the crowd.
John Boone, for sure.
Shit was fire.
Dope.
If you wasn't in the room, it was at the Grog Shop. Yeah, they was on fire last night. It was fire.
So, I remember like meeting Keith Silly for the first time. We was at Exotic Cuisine.
Yep.
And that's where I met Keith Silly, and her energy has always been the same since day one. That's where I noticed her preparation routine, which I'm a fan of her.
Thank you.
100%. That's what I said. I looked over and seen
everybody's
in my eye.
Yeah, I look. And that's why I say I owe Tracy Morgan an apology.
Shout out to Tracy Morgan
because I now realize that I was talking to him right before he was going on stage, and I had an opinion about him. But now that I'm a comic and watching Keith Silly getting her thing going. I understand now, and I feel differently about it. But, you know, from day one, she's always been the same. She wasn't funny acting, and she happens to be one of my mom's favorite.
Shout out to Mom Dukes.
Comedian.
I love you, lady.
Yeah, so, and you know, she still, to this day, be saying sort of. You know, like... That's one of Keith Silly's punchlines.
Yeah, for sure.
And I see big things for Keith. And so, with that being said, like you said, you've been like doing it for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do you see yourself? Like, what do you want to do? Like in the future? Like, is it just on stage, or do you want to do acting? Or
I've actually started doing some acting now. Shout out to Raymel Adams, Heron Avenue. You can see that on Wuku TV.
Yeah, right shout now. Out to Raymel Adams, Heron Avenue.
Go stream Heron Avenue. Holla. Right. You hear me?
Where is it?
It's on Wuku TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try and find it.
Raymel got a couple of projects out here.
Yeah, he got some things. He got some things on Amazon Prime. Go check him out. Just pull his name up. Okay. You'll see all of his projects. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He been looking out for Cleveland.
And so I started some acting already with that. I do see, like, sitcoms. I see commercials. You know what I'm saying? I can see.
So you're not opposed to that? Some people just want to do their comedy.
No, don't get me wrong.
No. He loves to bring that up with me. And I always told him, look, my focus is comedy.
Yeah.
My number one focus
is comedy. That's always the focus.
If anything comes up because of that or because of, you know, the network.
I'm not privy to it.
Fine. We'll see what happens. But my whole goal is to be funny on stage and do comedy. That's my that's all I really want
to
do.
And that's why I haven't been able to branch off to social media. Now, I've been working on finding my content for social media, and I think I found something. Because it comes with a lot of strategizing and a lot of knowing the algorithm and all that stuff. So it's like...
Right.
It's
now,
hard. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. Can you tell me, like, some of your experiences with... like social media, like why aren't you strong? Why don't you have a strong social media presence?
I mean, because I guess, like, you got to get prepared for people to know me as a comic, as a lesbian. And I've gotten, like, messages where people, like, be like, you want to, like, you know, say ignorant things about me wanting to be a man and, you know, ignorant shit. And, you know, it's always something. So it was kind of just like, I like to just post, hey, this is where y'all can come see me be funny on stage.
Right.
Because I have to mentally and spiritually get prepared to be on social media, because I got to be able to be like, I see the comments. Okay. Yeah. Keep going. You know what I mean? It's gonna have good, it's gonna have bad.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean? No. It's like, to be honest, it happens all the time. People fat shame, people dark skin shame, people light skin shame. It's literally something.
Yeah, I know.
But when you on social media, you gotta know how to have what they call tough skin to maneuver through it. You get what I mean?
I mean, you know, there's just people out there just, and sometimes it's just little bitches. Just, obviously, you don't know who it is, but you just look, I told
them. Keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
I posted something where I fell at work, you know, it's a funny little bit, and it's all somebody just put as gay.
I mean,
what else? You know what I'm saying? So I get it. You know what I mean? It sucks.
Just like we were talking earlier, like how Marlon Wayans is getting backlash because he's supporting his kid. Like, listen, come on, man, insane. Listen. I look at it like Dwayne Wade get penalized for supporting his kid. Like, as a parent, what do you expect them to do?
As a parent,
if you love your child,
as
a parent, if my baby says Mama, I want to be a unicorn.
Right.
Baby, let me go find you a
let me just
love to look outside.
Hold on now.
A parent that just believe in you. My parents believe
in
you.
Can somebody and I heard the term unicorn before. I don't know what the hell a unicorn is. Can you tell me, like, real quick? Can you tell me?
It's supposed to be a horse with a horn, right? Yeah. That's really all it is. It's got magic dust.
It's a magical creature.
No, but see, I've heard that. I know what a unicorn is.
Yes.
But I know people want to be identified as a unicorn.
Goddamn unicorn.
I'm not saying, okay, maybe I should have used something different.
And if my baby said
no, I understand that.
A chef. Maybe I should have just simplified it.
No, but I just don't know it. I know that's one of the sections.
Wasn't a good idea.
Unicorn
wasn't a good example.
They want to
if
be
she
wanted
to be a chef. I would completely support what she wanted to do.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
You're supporting your kid. You're not shaming your kid in whatever they want to do.
Think about it like this. Okay, as a person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard enough to come out and say, this is who I feel that I am.
Right?
Yeah. As a parent, you know that's already a hard burden because you're going to already have people that have hateful things to say.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And regardless of what, everybody is not strong.
Right. And even the strongest people get weak sometimes. You're lying. So as a parent, I can't let society and everybody else bully you and beat you down to the point where if you kill yourself, who am I as a parent to not shield some of that shit from you? Yeah. I stand with my kid. Yeah, I don't know for fuck sure. How you feel.
Right. Yeah.
If you got a problem with me, so what?
Yep.
Right.
Feel it. I know who I am. Mm-hmm. Right. But I'm going to love my child through whatever. Y'all can have what y'all feel. You cannot choose to follow me. You cannot choose to watch my movies. You cannot choose to come to my stand-ups. You cannot choose to do any of that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I'm going to support my child regardless.
Period.
I told my son, but I'm the only one you can come and tell me anything.
Like, because if they can't come to you, who can they go to?
I tell my children the same thing.
That's what they resort to.
Yeah.
Whatever society is teaching them.
Yeah.
You getting mad at Sexy Red because she's on the videos doing what she's doing. You get mad at Meg Thee Stallion. You get mad at all of these different people. You get mad at even the other rappers and things like that.
Trust me.
Because of what they're doing on social media. When you are the parent, you know you have. My daughter is 8 years old.
Right.
She doesn't have a Facebook. She doesn't have an Instagram. She doesn't have a Twitter. She doesn't have a TikTok. She doesn't have anything.
Thank God.
You understand?
My granddaughter was
because
nine,
as a parent,
she got some shit.
Because as a parent, and me and my wife are parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a matter of fact, we control what she
does.
That's how parenting works. Oh my God!
You know what?
Stop that!
Wait a minute. Piggyback.
Parenting.
To piggyback on, and people may disagree with me on that. To piggyback on what she's saying is, you know, there's a lot of women that's out here that be like, don't buy my kids no toy guns and things like that. Oh, I had a toy gun collection. My parents raised me.
Dude, that was one of the best things my dad ever bought
me. And my daughter
had
Nerf guns.
But I'm saying, like,
was this Beretta?
She know how to shoot a gun because she be popping my ass.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, people be like, no guns, but if you were a parent,
you know how to
you would teach them, like, look, this is a toy gun. Don't point it in people's face.
Yeah.
My grandmother didn't like guns, but we always made guns. You get what I'm saying? We all with my cousin.
Boom.
My cousin made paper guns. Like, hello? My cousin made all types of stuff for us. We had a steering wheel. We was driving whips before we was driving whip fins.
So my sister was one of those parents that, like,
had a BMW.
My sister was one of those parents, don't buy my sons no gun. When they had Legos, guess what they made with their
guns.
Legos?
Guns.
It was fun. Because what do you use for cops and robbers?
Right. Guns. Exactly, guns. So you got to teach them.
Now you find a stick and you run around like this.
You got a pine cone, that's a fucking grenade.
Hey.
Don't fuck with me. Yeah.
So as parents, we have to. In every situation in the world, you have to parent.
Yes.
Oh.
Every situation.
Because it's not what you give the kid. It's what you teach it. That's how racism is taught.
Hello.
Like, I'm not saying, like, racism is taught. You how homophobia is taught. Like, listen, you don't have to be rude with it. If you believe what you believe, I'm not saying don't teach your children that. But why teach your children hatred?
Hatred.
Well, that's a difference.
And look,
it's a big difference. My daughter is taught to love.
Yeah.
My daughter goes to school and brags about having two moms. Right. The kids be like, man, what?
Well, hey.
I want one. It'd be funny, though. Look, it'd be funny. But it's like, but no. Not all kids talk shit.
Good.
You got some kids that are trying to tease
her.
You got some kids that are trying to tease her. And she be like, I mean,
good.
That's on y'all. I love my mom. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
You know what?
I love my mother.
And I've said this.
She just loves.
Yeah, because she gets. Because what the kids try to drain from my child at school, we replenish at home.
Yeah.
That's why we always constantly pouring in love. We could be at home. I could be playing the game. My daughter could have her tablet. My wife could be on her phone playing her game.
Mm-hmm.
At any point in time, any of us would yell out, I love y'all.
Nice.
Whatever we're doing, I love you too.
Right.
Randomly around the house. Or you could just say, wife, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter, I love you. Right. And she'll do it. Mommy, I love you. Mama, I love you. Because I'm refueling you to go back into the world where they're going to try to drain you.
Yeah.
Because that's my job as a parent.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Regardless of what my sex is,
yeah.
I'm teaching my child to be ready for the world no matter what they throw at you.
Yeah, like, yeah, this motherfucker.
But knowing that you can always come back to get recharged.
100%. Yeah.
Regardless of what. Right. I pray over my child. I pray over our house. I pray myself. You know what I'm saying? I pray with my wife. Yeah. We pray together as a family.
Right, right.
Because I got to prepare you for the world. And our teacher, don't get it twisted. We teach her the right things.
Right.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My life is my life.
Yep.
Right. I want you to live yours.
Yeah.
Me and mommy's life have nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do.
I want you to live yours. And we know she likes little boys.
But that's a beautiful
and
thing.
And I'm ready for it.
But that's a beautiful thing about seeing.
Because that's
kids.
Sort of the dad in me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted.
You don't play games.
Don't get it twisted.
You don't play games.
Don't get it twisted about my baby. I'm a what do they call it? I'm a girl sort of. A girl dad. Okay. Hey, don't play with me about my baby.
She's me, she's a chick. That's all. She's just the same birthday. That's what I'm talking about. Same peoples.
I'm saying my daughter gets that love regardless. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? She don't miss a beat.
No.
And she loves the fact that I'm a comedian.
So Key.
Yeah.
That's dope. Famous or unfamous, who would you say would be your comedic Mount Rushmore? Who did you watch? I know you mentioned DC Young Fly, but who did you watch to say that I want to do this, I can do this? Who, famous or unfamous?
Or like one of your favorite? Just
who's your fave?
That's who I want. I
like to say Mount Rushmore because I don't, because that at least gives you four. But let me give me your top five, famous or unfamous. Top five comedians.
Top five.
Famous or unfamous. You can put them all together.
I can't really put all of them in that because I love all of them the same.
Bet.
And it changes.
Who's the first ones that came to your mind?
Okay, Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy and Martin. Those are my top two.
Yeah.
Those are my top two.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy because I watch Raw and Delirious, but Delirious is like one of my. Y'all, come on.
Classic. Shout out to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, shout out to the man. That's them two my goats. You know what I mean? Like, I watch Eddie Murphy. I watch those over and over and over and over again. And it was just the presence. And it was like how he had everybody flowing over his words and just laughing. And just laughing. You get what I'm saying?
How young he was when he did that.
Yeah. So
we all forget how young he was when he did the lyrics.
For sure. And then, it was Martin. Don't get me wrong, his stand up is my shit. Def Jam and Run Till That. Like when he came into, like, man, don't get me wrong, but it was always Martin, and that's the sitcom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sitcom.
You get whatever. You get me? And I'm not gonna cap. Bernie Mac on
everything.
Furthermore, before everything. It was Kings of Comedy.
Yeah, Bernie Mac.
Like my parents used to watch that shit all the time.
Okay.
And I liked it. And I was like, ooh, I like Cedric the Entertainers too.
Yeah.
But I will always fast forward. I'm not gonna cap. I will always fast forward because I would want to see Bernie Mac's because that was the part that they wouldn't let me watch.
I loved all of his
because he talked his shit.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't just that. Like, and then it was like the movies.
Players Club?
Yeah, the movies. I would watch the movies with them.
Trouble!
Yeah. And then it's like, don't get me wrong, Dave Chappelle.
Love.
But I can't just pinpoint the women. But when I can't pinpoint the women because all the women are my favorite. It was just, you know what I'm saying? All the women are my favorite. I can't just pull out one of them.
Because
all of them are I can't. So I always put the guys because of who I am.
Right.
You get what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I already feel like a lot of guys were like, man, you ain't funnier than me. And I'm not trying to be funnier than nobody. I'm just trying to be my funny.
You know what?
I'm trying to build a fan. I'm trying to build a fan base. I ain't trying to. I don't know about this thing.
Yeah. Like, people get egos and it's like, what are we doing?
I'd be like, just let me cook.
Let me just say this. Like, I asked Key, when I was doing my shows, I asked Key to be a part of my all-female lineup. And she did not disappoint.
Not at all. She never disappoints. Are you kidding me?
And it was like,
why that matters? Never.
I felt like it was important to do the all female lineup.
Right.
Because
he's always giving shout outs.
You do.
Because females don't get the props because they be putting in work.
We do.
And
we
they
do.
Funny as hell. Right.
A lot of us, yeah.
And they be putting in work.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I don't think they get the shine that they supposed to get.
I mean, every lineup they're on, they rock it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they don't.
I mean, we already feel like we got something to prove. And it's not just the guys. You got to figure a lot of people already don't think a lot of women are funny. They are like, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't.
I get it. A lot of them don't want to hear a woman tell them what the fuck's going on.
you know what I mean? Because a lot of women have
they talk the about same sex.
Type of jokes. Yeah, like you know what I mean? The men bashing type of thing.
Yeah, a lot of, wait.
But a lot of female comedians, I'm not going to keep doing that. A lot of women comedians don't do it, though. Just listen to some of them. You get what? Stop having a mindset where they're not funny and going to it. Like, if people come to comedy shows, mm-hmm. man or woman comic, let's put this out here.
Yep.
Man or woman. I could care less who the comic is.
Right.
If you know them or if you don't know them. If you are coming to a comedy show, come to laugh.
Come to laugh. That's most important. 100%. Definitely.
I can get if maybe somebody might not be your funny, but don't enjoy it for everybody else that's in the audience, because what might not be your funny might be somebody else's funny.
Right.
The audience can ruin a comic set. Now that I'm a comic,
you know what I mean. Yeah,
you get what I mean, because 100%. You got your tables that they're talking.
Yep.
So sometimes the people that are listening can't hear the punch.
Hey, girl, you fucking told the table like in the back.
Shut the F up. Wait a minute.
Shout out to King.
Shout out to King Silly.
Look, I was looking at him like, should I say something? You know what I mean? And then somebody says, shh.
What can I?
I wasn't saying it to you.
No,
to
I.
Say something, but
no, I know.
Like, I'm thinking, should I go over there and say, and then somebody says, shh, and then they're
let me tell you something. I always say this, and I'll say it to the day I die.
Because I'm like, fuck, do I got to fight? Can you be quiet? Let me just say this.
Like, I always say this, and I don't know if people can relate to it, but comedy runs parallel with hip-hop.
Yeah.
So, in addition to being a comedian on stage,
you got
to be raw, but you actually have to be a MC.
Right.
Someone that controls the crowd.
100%.
Master of ceremony.
Yeah.
So you up there with the mic, not only are you like controlling the crowd, you are the master of ceremony. And Key did that. She displayed 100%. That last night.
100%.
Thank you.
And that's like one of the things that I this is what I'm saying. If anybody mess with me or mess with my opinions and the things that I be saying,
right.
There's no other comedian like Key.
Nope.
She's standing in her own lane right now.
Yep.
It's the safest lane.
She in her own lane, and you want to look up her comedy, and you want to rock with her.
I appreciate that.
And that's real. And I can say that for Jay and myself, too. I mean, I have influences. Comedy. I'm a student of the game. I look at everybody. But I don't think my comedy is like nobody else's. I don't think Jay's comedy is like nobody else's.
Everybody got their own style.
I'm all over the goddamn.
Everybody got their own style. Everybody is unique.
Everybody unique.
Look, I fuck around all the time, and I'm like, I ain't nobody. But the more I look at it, obviously, because there's tons of bald-headed white guys with beards out there. There's tons of us out there. There's tons of fucking Justin Fuller's out there, too. It's fucking weird as fuck. Obviously, that's funny, but either way, you know what I mean. It's like, but you are. We all believe we somebody. You know what I mean?
For sure, we are. Yeah.
Because there ain't nobody like me. There's somebody that may look like me. There's definitely a doppelganger out there,
right.
Motherfucker, that look like me.
Right.
But he ain't me. I guarantee he don't dance like me. I guarantee he ain't as funny as me. I guarantee he don't make sauce like me.
Right.
I guarantee.
He ain't the best motherfucking warehouse worker on the planet.
Motherfucking warehouse workers on the planet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it. It's a beautiful thing because you talk from your own person, you know, your own space. And a lot of us out there, you know, that's the beautiful thing about comedy or anything. You're just going out there to tell your story.
Yeah.
we're going to tell you it in a funny way.
Yeah, for sure.
But we're going to tell you our story, and we're going to tell you what we think. That's why I tell, you know, you're 4 years in. I'm almost 4 years in.
Almost four.
He's almost four.
Four is a good number. That's my favorite number.
Is it?
Yeah.
26 is mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't have a favorite number. What? I feel left out.
You just really? Just far rocking life like, duh, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, let's go.
Yeah, 4 and 24 are my favorite two numbers.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It was just, always my numbers. 4, 24, and 25. My birthday is 4/25, of course.
Yes.
So I always like the 24 because it was the day before my birthday.
Okay.
And then the 25 because it's my 4/25.
Okay.
All right. And those my numbers. Those are just my favorite numbers.
All right.
Yeah.
Two facts. My niece's birthday is the 24th, and my old dog, R.I.P. Spunky, is the
24th.
But my favorite number is 26. Basically, my brother's football number was 26, so his favorite number is 26. But that goes back to Rod Woodson, who was a cornerback for the Steelers.
Boo.
If I knew you was going 26. That way, I would have never.
Yeah, like boo. But anyway,
he was so thirsty to tell that story.
Yeah, man, you know. Yeah. Listen,
don't even do all that.
I'm glad we got a Cleveland fan in here too. But anyway,
and
you got children in the house.
My brother,
okay,
basically.
Yeah.
No, but
we was here, man.
Anyway,
you know,
we ain't here to talk about the squealers. But anyway,
Key,
I had to throw that.
It's all about Key right now. So Key, listen,
it is all about Key. You ain't.
Let me ask you this, Key. All right, so you told us your comedic influences.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so I thought about this myself, and I know Jay probably thought about this, but like, who do you think you would like be good on a tour with?
Like, I never gave it any thought.
Never gave it any thought.
I never gave it any thought because I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm at the part where I'm in the process of building the fan base first.
Right.
I have to understand the fact that nothing moves without a solid fan base. Without a solid, even if it's 25 people that every time they see I have a show, I'm going.
I told you, if every Justin fucking Fuller out there came to see me, I'd have a packed show all the time.
I get. I'm not saying that it has to be a family.
Those aren't even related.
A fan base. 100%.
Just a fan
base.
We talked about it earlier.
And then it's like, for it to grow, like the okay, I'm funny. Okay. Okay, I get on social media. Okay, I get how those two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But I also feel I'm like I got to get a little stronger on stage first. Because the internet stuff part is easy. It's easy to keep recording yourself if it's not funny the first time.
Right. But stronger in what way?
Hear me out. Listen. Right. It's easier to record yourself over and over and over again until it's perfect enough to be posted.
Right.
You write a joke with the intentions of it to be funny. But you go up there if people don't think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do?
Trip over the crickets.
What you gonna do?
What
are you going to do? It's not click. You can't.
You can't restart. Ain't no redo. Yeah. No mulligan.
Hold on. Let me reset. There's none of that. So I'm like, I have to have an understanding of the strategy, an understanding of the process. Like when I was listening to the what happened was, I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was the tragic death of Nipsey Hussle happened, and I was like, at first I didn't know who he was. I didn't know his music because he was a West Coast artist, and I wasn't familiar with him on the East Coast because I don't listen to newer music. I always listen to old music.
100%.
I do not listen to new music because I get nervous too. I get nervous of new stuff. You know, I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know these kids. This, now, I don't know.
Right.
It's weird. Yeah.
I got you. I don't want to
become a fan of him and his death. But something just was like, I gotta listen to his music though, because everybody, so many people around the world was so hurt.
Yeah.
I'm like, who?
He had a gravitational pull.
Why didn't I know him?
Right.
You get what I mean?
So I still haven't really listened to a lot of his shit.
So I went to his very first album on Tidal, and I listened all the way up to his current.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so it's a process. I'm like, what can I do with the process? I'm funny. All right, cool. So I understand the strongest thing is the stage.
100%.
Because you can't redo that.
Nope.
You got to be funny right then and there.
Right then and there.
Right then and there, whether they're talking.
Yeah.
Whether they're arguing about a bill.
Yeah.
Rather they're listening but not listening.
Yeah.
Whether they're laughing.
Just sitting there looking at you.
Well, you have to be funny right then and there.
Let me just interject with this right quick. I don't know if you know this or not. Like I said, I'm a student of the game.
Yeah.
So I watch you.
Yeah.
Key Silly is a high energy comedian.
High energy.
Like, she's chilling right now.
That's what I did, yo.
Look at her. She's not moving right now, but if you go see a Key Silly show,
she ready to fuck it.
She all over. She's animated. Her facial expressions.
I'll be so chill on stage.
You ain't chill. Where you chill at?
You bring the same energy I do.
What you? I mean,
I'll be just like this on stage.
Come on, y'all. She ain't no chill. She high energy. She in your face. I mean, she not falling on the floor or nothing like that. But
no.
But okay, here go my question like this, because. And shout out to D-Hawk. He's been in my ear. He always tells me, you need lights, a place to perform, sound, a performer in the audience to have a show. If you don't have lights, you might as well be doing a comedy album. And I don't know how you've been in the past. I've seen you at many different mics. I know you don't.
She's everywhere.
But this is what I know, like, I don't know if you saw it this way, but you definitely doing your audience a disservice if the lights ain't right.
Right.
Because your facial expression, you all over the stage. You use the stage as your platform.
Because that's my platform.
That's your platform.
I don't believe social media is my platform.
Oh, no. Because that's an extension.
Once I'm strong enough on stage for my following to be engaged on social media with a certain funny.
But you got to look at it like this.
It's like, for me, it's a process.
Hold on.
It's a process for
me. I understand, but look, I understand where you're at because I fight him on it.
Yeah.
All the time.
I'm trying to get to the social media.
Listen. He thinks we should be in Madison Square Garden. He thinks we should be in Madison Square
Garden. We definitely can do Wolfstein.
But what I'm saying is,
come on.
Okay.
Gun Arena.
I just feel like he said the Gun Arena.
So you're trying to find your fan
Rocket,
base.
Rocket. Yeah.
Your fan base is on social media. Because it's locally, you got it. Locally, you got it. You got to reach out the world.
Yeah.
And that's what social media is.
And that's where I'm going.
It's a struggle because, trust me, it's like,
because I have my days where I'm like, okay, I want to be on social media. And then I have days where, a couple of days, I'm not on social media.
I will not
click those two apps.
No.
And I'd be like, dang, I'm putting myself further back because I don't have the tolerance for social media.
I mean, every day I have to get in the process of check something and bounce. I don't really post something every day.
If I got a show and I'll be like, oh shit, I got shows. I gotta post.
I gotta post more Midnight Blanco stuff. I'm sorry. I got mad clips I gotta post.
So, Keith, do you record your sets?
My wife records them. Or if she's not there.
Alright, so do you watch them?
Do you like video? No. I mean, audio?
I might watch them every once in a while. Like, I might be like, let me go back and look at this show. What did I do? What did I do? Yeah. Like, I might. If I feel like, ooh, that was a good show, I might go back and watch that one.
It's tough because you know after the show what you did, and you know what you could have fucking did, and you know what you know the audience response.
But I'm like, okay, what are my strongest? I'm gonna keep doing my strongest because I know 9 times out of 10 different crowds. I know that these people possibly.
But I strongly suggest you watch them because, so you could at least see what I see, because like. My next question was going to be, like, how do you know
like, or how did you know, like, which expression for your joke hit? How, like, or do you?
I don't know until I go on stage.
Okay. All right.
I peep the crowd. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? What might work for me might not work for everybody. You know what I mean? I have jokes all, you know, of course.
How much material do you think you have?
How long?
You know, an hour? 45?
You got an hour? 45? Solid?
I mean, if that's what it calls for.
Well, because I always ask everybody, and I look at it like this, because I, you know.
I don't try to put limitations on myself. What I can say is, I know I have a 30 strong. I know for a fact I got a strong 30.
There you go. That's all I'm saying. I know you can stretch it. Don't get it twisted.
Of course.
Don't get it twisted. I'm talking about what you feel comfortable.
30 strong.
30 strong.
Okay. 30 is strong.
Yeah.
So technically,
because where you're at, no, because I'm comfortable where you're
I'm
at.
I'm trying to get 45. Now I'm working on 45 hours. Okay. Like, that's what I'm working on.
Yeah, I like where you're at because I think we're at the same.
Yeah, but at the same time.
I haven't even tapped into a lot of different things.
But listen, you know what I mean? 30 ain't bad. 30 is enough for.
That's what I'm saying.
A special.
That's what I'm saying.
30 minutes is enough for a special.
That's why I like where she's at because, you know, I talk about it like this and we talk about it all the time, this process. And I'm still going back and thinking about stuff I can add to all the other shit I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's stuff I'm talking about adding to a lot of my stuff. You know what I mean? It's going to add more time, obviously, to push it. But a strong 30 is perfect for what I think. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that's sometimes. So, like we were talking about earlier about doing a special. And about when's the right time to do a special. And you know, and I'm like, I'm not putting anything out because I still got to travel. I haven't traveled. We ain't even, you know.
Well, basically, what he's saying is, once you put your special out, those jokes are probably dead.
Not necessarily, because not everybody knows who you are.
No, and then
not everybody knows who you
like
are.
Like my particular my sort of joke, I can tell that in two different ways.
Right.
My first 48 joke, I can tell that, and so I have different tags for all of those jokes. You get what I'm saying? Because in this crowd, I might tell it this way.
Yeah.
But in that crowd, I might tell it this way.
Right.
Or for the last 5 shows, I've been telling it this way. Mm-hmm. This next show, I'm going to tell it this way now. Right. So now it's a brand new joke.
Right. It's a brand new joke.
You understand what I'm saying? But it's the same joke.
I mean, let's keep it real.
Then it's going to transform me into what I need to go through. It might be a new joke that I want to try at that point that I've been building off of that particular one.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like a spider web.
We can always go in different directions.
You can always go in different directions.
Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about building it. But what I'm saying is shit, what the fuck? I hate marijuana sometimes.
Say no to drugs, kids.
What were you talking about?
Killing, like, once you do a special, you got to kill that joke.
No. That's why we were saying no.
What I'm saying is not necessarily because not everybody knows who the fuck we are at this point.
Anyway. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, but the only good thing is to make a tape so you can send it out, so you can try and get booked. I mean, because really, we're just trying to get booked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're trying to get out there and get it together. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Because that's why. You never stop creating. Why stop creating? You get what I'm saying? You don't get comfortable with only just doing these particular. You have your sets where you can do this in front of a clean crowd. You can do this in front of children. You can do this and this and this and blah, 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 blah. You feel me?
Right.
The thing is, you never stop creating.
You got to be inspired.
And that's what...
All the time.
You got to be inspired.
Do you sit down to write, or you got to be inspired? I live.
So...
Yeah.
I just live. I go through life. Like, something can happen. Like, before I went on stage yesterday, Right. Something happened in the crowd, and I could not stop laughing. I can't say what it was I had to pray on what I saw because I laughed at some shit that I shouldn't laugh at.
Okay.
All right. Well, but you know what I'm saying? And but I'm gonna be honest. You never stop creating.
Right. Oh yeah.
On the school bus. Thinking. On the school bus. Oh, all yeah. I hear is children talk shit. That's my favorite creating place.
What age are they?
For preschool to eighth grade.
Oh, so
to piggyback on what
Keith. Kids, I have a little preschool.
To piggyback on what Keith said.
I love y'all too.
To piggyback on what Keith said, when you said you was at a comedy show and you heard something that sounded familiar, like some stuff that I did. That I wrote. So what I said was. What I said was, did they laugh?
Yeah.
And you said, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, well, then you welcome, ho.
Yeah.
Yeah. You welcome.
Yeah.
And wow. I'll just create some more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I created that. You took that and you benefited from it.
If not, parallel thinking is a motherfucker. Is all you feel me? There's parallel thinking.
But I just said, you know what? You know what? You're welcome. And I'll just create some more because I'm a creator.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I like to stay quick on my toes. Because that's why I come and I do something new. I pop out. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show me. They not like us.
Memory pops. That's what I was gonna say. We were talking about on your toes and shit. Like most shows are different anyway, because the way you perform is never the same.
Right.
Because the energy in the room. Because the energy is always different.
But like I said. So yesterday's show. Prime example.
Yeah.
Show. We were at Grog Shop upstairs.
Grog Shop had upstairs is Grog Shop. Downstairs
is B-side. So yesterday,
yeah.
On Juneteenth, it was so crazy. On my mom's birthday. Hi, mom.
Love you. Shout out to mom.
Shout out to mom. Birthday.
So yesterday, Sid had his special with us.
Shout out
to Sid. Up at the Grog Shop.
Grog Shop.
Downstairs, Elijah and John Bruton's show. What's going on his live from the basement show.
Shout out to Elijah and John.
I think it's like the first Wednesday and the like last Friday of the month. Something like that, but it's twice a month. On Wednesdays. Okay. And that particular day, both shows was going on. So I went downstairs. They like, you want to go up? I'm like, shit, yeah. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to John Bruce. Shout out to Elijah.
Right here,
shout out to all y'all. That shit was fire. Hell yeah, go ahead.
You see a mic, she going to touch it.
I'm like, shit. He was like, well, I'm like, yeah, sure. So I tried out that joke.
Right.
You get what I mean?
Yeah, the Father's
Joke. I was like, yeah, the Father's Joke.
Right.
I tried it out downstairs. I was like, let me see if I can get a laugh or two out of it. Then I go, you know what I mean? Let me see what it do. So I went up there, tried the joke. I was like, oh, y'all liked it. All right. I'm going to go upstairs and say it.
It worked.
Now, here's the funny part. I didn't say it exactly how I said it downstairs.
Okay.
I had to tweak a little bit because of where I was.
Right.
Mm.
The crowd is bigger. Now I have to make sure I drag it out a little bit.
I got
a little time to play with it.
Right.
Yesterday, I only had about 5 minutes. Okay. 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? The set was from 7 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I had a good 5. He was like, at 5, I like you. You can do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Because I know you got to go upstairs. I'm like, cool.
No.
So I'm like, all right, 5. I'm like, let me try this joke out, if anything. I'm going to just try some shit out.
Yeah. That's dope. You went on there.
No, that's dope.
And tried it. And I was like, let me see if it worked. And it was nice. Now,
the difference between me and Key is similar with reading the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I like to look at the crowd. I walk around, I talk to people before I even go up.
Right.
But I don't know if I would have had the guts or the nerve.
Try a new joke.
To go, like, just be downstairs and be like, you want to go up?
Professional.
And I'm like, nah, I'm going up upstairs. Because I would have been doing the Key Silly downstairs and carried it on upstairs. When I say, like, you know how you do your pregame?
Yeah.
Before you go upstage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had that space to be like...
Go on stage and then go up to another stage?
Hell no!
Why not?
I'll tell you what, man. They do that at, like, other comedy clubs. Like, the
I ain't there yet. I'm not there yet.
At that point, you could. I think at that point, you could.
I'm not there yet.
You could.
Why not?
I don't know.
If they were saying, hey, go here and then go on there, you would be able to go there and go right to doing your
gotta
same
do what you
shit.
Gotta do. You at work. You...
But she had time to get back in her mode because she was upstairs. Jen went up, and then I seen her with her headphones on, ready to rock.
I ain't there yet.
But even if I had to go up first, I wanted to try that joke.
I was going to try it regardless. I hate going up first.
I was
going
to try it regardless. I love
going up. When do you like going up in the lineup?
I don't care.
Because she's a pro already.
I like to get situated and read the crowd a little bit.
I always pregame before I get to the show, regardless. I always do my ritual before I get to the show, just in case, because I don't always know the lineup. But if I know that I'm going first, you will see that I will instantly dip off.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, and it's funny.
As a professional.
I'll tell you what, and I'm going to put this out there. All three of us are pretty good to start a show.
Yeah.
We're pretty good anywhere in the lineup because we're pretty good at. High energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I don't know.
You're a good tone setter.
I've been just testing the water.
That's what I'm saying. you're not as high energy as me and her.
But
you're a good, like, show starter, you know what I mean? We'll get the motherfucking party started right off rip if you want. It all depends on what you want the show to be, because if you put her and me up on the fucking first, it's either gonna go down or up. I'm gonna be confident in saying this.
That's all I'm saying. I think Key is one of those comics that never saw me rock.
I've never seen him before.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he is hosting.
Yeah, see, a lot of people.
I'm only seeing him at Grand.
Oh, okay. A lot of people don't even know I actually get up there and rock.
No, I've never seen him before.
Yeah, you
may not even seen me, to be honest, but the energy is the same.
I don't think.
Because I grown ups, I don't know if we were on. Because you were on the one other bill, and you know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
We're always just at the same spots.
We're always supporting the same team.
I'm at Grips, and I know there's a lot of comics out there that never seen me rock.
Yeah,
and it's okay.
That's crazy. I've been forgetting that shit.
I don't.
But that's beautiful because we're always like cross pollinating and always at different shit. And always.
I mean, that honestly to me is like I need to try to get out a little more, but you know.
I mean, you get out when you get out.
For sure, it's tough, man. Life be life,
and it's like you can only get out. If we get out every night, that'd be perfect. But life be life, and we get out when we
do
shows. And I'm like, especially if I see her on the bill, I'm like, ah.
Do you have any upcoming shows you want to promote?
What's today?
June 20th, 2024.
The
29th,
I'll be with
Yushan
and Edgewater.
Oh,
shout out to
Yushan. I'm
going to
try and get
that's
there.
Shout out to Yushan. And then I'm going to be at, as a matter of fact, I'm looking it up right now.
Glenn Mateer is going to be on that show.
He's going to be at the lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Kennedy's Theater July 25th. That's a definite show.
July 25th,
Kennedy's Theater. Okay.
Yeah.
Get your tickets.
And
I know I got some more stuff. I don't think I got the flyers to them. It was a lot of yes. And I got, actually got something in the works too. So keep a lookout on them.
Man, keep a lookout for Key Silly, man. Like I said, like, everybody that's been on this podcast is people that me and Jay personally handpicked.
He's super wonderful.
And I put my Cleveland comics when I'm talking to.
And I ain't saying because she just found out she was the same birthday.
We've been each other's favorite since we met.
When I talk to whoever, Chappelle's camp or whoever, when I say I put my Cleveland comics against anybody you got right now.
She's
in my lineup.
Not like us.
She's not like us.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Jay, where can they find you at, baby?
Hey, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, everybody.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Key Silly, please tell them where they can find you, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. I am Key Silly. I-A-M-K-E-E-S-I-L-L-Y. That is on all platforms. Facebook, except for Facebook. Facebook is Key Steel, S-T-E-E-L-E. My gamer tag is K-E-E-S-I-L-L-Y. 24, no spaces. Follow me because I got the Twitch going too, and that's, you can find me at I Am Key Silly on there too. Got the stream popping. Hey, I'm doing all of it.
She'll talk shit while she's killing you.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. We be hooping too. We be hooping. Shout out to the gang. Silly gang and this boy.
Hey, yo, shout out to OCB.
Shout out to OCB.
OCB, you know what OCB.
Yo, yo, yo. I can't walk.
OCB, yay. Hey, yay. You know what, Key Silly? Yeah, you know me.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to me.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Great show.
Yeah.
Very informative. Appreciate you.
It's
been a long time coming.
And hell
yeah.
Thanks. Yay.
Shout out to y'all. Wait a minute. Look, I hope this ain't the last time.
No, dang, y'all got the number, man. Hey. I can't book myself here. This ain't my podcast.
She's famous. We got her. Look,
you heard it, right? She said she's coming back because she's blowing up.
They got to have me.
Oh, Key Silly? She blowing up.
She's talking shit.
She blowing up.
Talking shit. Y'all be blessed, man. Yeah.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.